from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Well, U.S. President Donald Trump returned home just a couple of hours ago after having spent the last couple of days in Davos, Switzerland for the World Economic Forum. He was greeted by reporters as he emerged from the helicopter.
Davos is really great. Our country's doing great. A lot of money is coming into our country. We have many, many people from Davos bringing their money over here. I think it was a very, very successful trip.
You can hear a reporter there with a question pertaining to the stories in today's New York Times and Washington Post that last June the president had tried to fire the special counsel Robert Mueller just a month after Mueller had been appointed special prosecutor to find out if then-candidate Trump had colluded with Russians to influence the 2016 presidential election. Here he is earlier today while still in Switzerland responding to reporters' questions.
Fake news, folks. Fake news.
What's your message today?
Typical New York Times fake stories.
Trump reportedly backed off when the White House counsel threatened to resign rather than follow through with the order. However, while in Switzerland today in a strong defense of his American First policies, President Trump told the gathering of global business dignitaries that the world will benefit from U.S. economic power and invited them to embrace his growth-oriented philosophy.
But America First does not mean America alone. When the United States grows, so does the world. American prosperity has created countless jobs all around the globe, and the drive for excellence, creativity, and innovation in the U.S. has led to important discoveries that help people everywhere.
The American First philosophy.